Here we say, let me welcome everybody. Welcome to Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Ochanan. It's nice to see everybody. I'd like to pass around a sign-up sheet so you can write your name and your cell phone. So this way we get to know each other. And I'd like to get to know everyone personally. So please, you know, when you see me, come over, introduce yourself, you know. We're in this space magic here. She is right here, so it's very convenient. We're going to be doing, I made a cheshbon, the 20 days of shir. 20 days of shir. So I made 16 packets and 4 days of chazara. So that equals 20. Higher math. Okay, so, yeah. So we'll see, you know, if need be. We'll see, you know, we can see how the pace goes, how things go. In the beginning, there might be a couple of days that we might have to have shir at different times, I'll let you know, but today we're going to have, you know, 11:30, tomorrow also 11:30. There might be two Mondays and two Tuesdays, but we might have to make it a little different, but we'll be in contact with each other, so we... it will work out. And as I said, I'd like to get to know all of you personally. You know, the point of shir, when, you know, my shir is that, you know, shir is very important and the learning is very important, but the kesher is even more important. So that's what we try to aim for, to have a nice kesher. We could be able to, if you need to discuss anything, learning, outside of learning, etc. So I'd like to get to know everybody, and we're going to do in Yonah Geirus. That's the sugya that, which is a nice self-contained inyan that could span the this zman, and Bez Hashem, which should go well. Okay, and we have in the Beis Medrash. I don't know if you met Rabbi Berger, Rabbi Gedalia Berger. He's the shol meishi of the Beis Medrash. So he's always there to help you, for you, if you could ask me if you want, but he's the person, the shol meishiv of the Beis Medrash. He sits right across from me there, so that should be an opportunity that that you should take advantage of. Anyone, I'll be here for Shabbos, so we'll get anyone who's here for Shabbos, we can get to know each other also. You can come over. I'm eating lunch in the calf, and I'm also going to give a chumashir in the morning, special chumashir for the post-Pesach people in this space medrash, I think, and I don't know, 11-ish or whatever it is. So you look on the signs, and please, you know, come over. We're trying to see Shavuos, you know, we try to make a Shavuos thing in the community. If you're planning, if you have an opportunity to be someplace for you don't have any commitments for Shavuos and you'd like to come, if we're trying to arrange to see how many guys we get, so please let me know as well. It's another opportunity to get together, to get to know each other, and I'll just let you know. Okay, now those who have been in my shir in the past, the minig in my shir is we begin each month with a niggun, one particular niggun that we begin, and then we go right into the learning. Okay, so if you know the niggun, you'll sing along. If you don't know it, you'll figure it out. You'll just sing along, and that's it. Avinu Rachamon Hamirachem Rachem Aleinu V'sein V'libeinu V'ino Le'avinu Le'aski Avinu Havarachamon Hamirachem Rachem Aleinu V'sein V'libeinu V'ino Le'avinu Le'askil L'shma Lil Mano Lil Ahmed Lil
says kol divrei salmu Torah secha biava lishma lilmadu lelamed lishma vilasos ulekayim es kol divrei Salmo Torah Secha Biyava Veho Eineinu Visara Secha Vedamek Libeinu Vemitzva Secha V'yachid livaveinu li'avo li'avo li'yiro li'yiro el shemecha li'shmoa li'lmodu l'lamed Lishmor velasos ulekayim es kol divrei salmu Torah Secha biyavam.
The union of Geirus, the Gemara in Masechta the Krisus on page 2 here tells us that Geirus is learned from Maimon Har Sinai. That Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah, they went through a certain process, and they were Geirim. And we're going to learn out those halachas from Maimon Har Sinai and things that transpired around that period of time. And take a look, the Gemara says in Krisus of the Tesam and Aleph on page 2. Amar Mar Ma'avo Sechem Lo Nichnasu Lebris, that just like our forefathers were only Nichnas Lebris, Ella. What's the Ella? Ella is referred to as the. Look at the first arrow. Rabbi Omer, Kachem Kavosechem, Ma Avosechem, Lo Nichnasu Lebris, El Bamila Utvila, Vartzos Dam. In other words, this Gemara is darshaning on the Pasuk and Shlach. Pasuk and Shlach on page 1. Says Hakohol Chuka Achas Lachem Vager Gar Chukos Olam Ladorosechem Kachem Kager Yelfnei Hashem. So Kachem, on the word Kachem, the Gemara darshins Kachem Kavosechem, that you are going to be like your forefathers, and just like your forefathers, when at Maimon Har Sinai they were nichnas with the covenant with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And they had Mila, they had Bris Mila, Tevila, they had Mikvah, they had Hartzos Dam. And they had to bring a Korban. Hartzos Dam, because a Korban, the Iker of a Korban is you put the Dam in the Mizbeach. So Hartzos Dam. Afheim lo yichnasu lebris, so too, any person who wants to convert, he's not going to be nichnas lebris, ela b'mila u'tevila for Hartzos Dam. Only a mila tvila hartzos dam. Everyone signed, Rabbi Sir? El mila tvila hartzos dam. So that's the way it's done. So it's learned out from now. Where do we see that they did these things? So the Gemara says, "Amar mar mavo sechem." The next arrow. Ma avosechem lo nichnasu lebris ela v'chulei. Bishlamah mila. So So we see Mila. The Chesiv Kimuli Mayu Kol Ha'am Hayotzim. Right, that all the people Yotzei from Mitzrayim were Mulim. Inami Mihacha Va'Evor Alayach Va'Arech Bisposesis B'Damayich. That's the famous pasuk in Yecheskel that we say at the Bris, that you were surrounded by the Dam. The Mayach Rashi says the Dam Pesach and the Dam Mila. Vomalach B'Damayich Hayi. Right, so those are, so that's the Mila. Hatzos Domim, the Chesiv Vayishlach Esnarei Bnei Yisrael, and it says, and they brought Karbonus, it says, right? You look at the Pasuk, you see that they brought Karbonus. Elatvila Menolon, but where do we see that they went to the Mikvah? He threw the dam on the people. And we know normally when you have hazah, it's accompanied by mikveh as well. Right? It's accompanied by mikveh as well, so therefore we have all these three components. And Rabbi, you should feel free if you want to speak up in the middle of Shia, anything, you know. It's not a lecture, so feel free to do so if you want. If you don't want, it's also fine.
So the Gemara says, "Alamiato ha'itna deleka korban."
So the Gemara has a kasha, but today we don't have korbanos, so maybe we shouldn't have any geirim today.
Lo nekabel geirim. Amar Ravacha bar Yaakov, chi yagor itchem ger, asher besochechem. So the pasuk says Rashi.
Right? Because it says here the pasuk says
that's the pasuk in Bamidbar,
not this pasuk. So it's the pasuk before Yudalit. V'chiyagor itchem ger asher besochechem l'doroseichem. So l'doroseichem means throughout the generations. There'll always be geirim. There'll always be an opportunity to have geiris. And therefore, even though there's no korban, so they'll bring a korban. Basically, it's not ma'akev. In today, you still have, you can have geiris b'zman hazeh even without the korban. And it says l'dor seichem, so it's chal. So these are the components of geiris. The Mila, the Tvila. So today, we don't have a Korban, so we have Mila and Tvila. Now, there's another thing that's called Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. That's not mentioned here. So, we're going to have separate Shiurim on that. In other words, is Kabbalah's Mitzvahs part of the Geirus as well? Well, no. Kabbalah's Mitzvahs is just, it's like... Like you have to, you know, lahavdil, whatever. You come, you have to have registration. You have to be let in. In other words, so the Kabbalah's mitzvah is okay. Now we'll let you go through the geiris. But if you don't have Kabbalah's mitzvah, we're not going to let you go through the. But maybe Kabbalah's mitzvah is not part of the geiris itself. It's just now Bezdin will look at you. Without that, they're not going to even look at you. Or is it part of the? A part of the geirus, and the nafkamina would be, you know, is it ma'akev or not? I can't hear you.
If Bezdin won't look at you without it, why doesn't that make it part of the geirus?
In other words, say Bezdin won't look at you without it, right? So that means they won't let you do the mila and tefila, right? No, but what if Bezdin decides that for some reason, that even though the chatchila, they shouldn't look at you, but they decide in your situation, you know, they want to be mekabel you.
So what if it's a kasher and the Bezdin is allowed to mekabel
you
if you don't
want
to be
mekabel mitzvah? Oh, so definitely not the chatchila. But the question is, could there be certain situations when they... In other words, if you don't do the mila, then you didn't do the geiros. Right. So the question is Kabbalah's mitzvahs a din in lechatchila when we're going to look at you, Or is it, but it's not necessarily part of the etzem hageirus. And therefore, if for some reason they could say this situation is a shasat chak, you're already married, and they need, you know, something that's a shasat chak, what do we say? No, that if there's no kabbalas geirus, that's ma'akiv if you b'di'evad, that's going to be a discussion. But because, in other words, it's something. Is it something different than the mila and the tzvila, or not?
So if he came to a conservative based and he converted and he did everything except the mitzvahs, and then he wanted to become Orthodox later, would he have to go through a separate conversion?
Like, right. The thing with the conservative geirus is, so again, if it's Kabbalah mitzvahs is an etzem part, and therefore you're not mekabel. Assuming in the conservative you wouldn't be mekabel, so then there's nothing to talk about. But even if you're going to say that it's not, well, Maisa, if the rabbinate is not observant, right? So then that bezdin might not be a kosher bezdin, and the geirus you need a bezdin. You need a bezdin to be there at the tefillah, the mila, etc. And if you're saying that their bezdin is not a valid bezdin, that means that you did a geirus without a bezdin. So even though you might have done the mila and the tefillah, but if there was no bezdin present, that's a whole, you know. So that's another issue besides the actual Kabbalah mitzvahs, is the, if it's, you know, that we have to see. What is the, is a bezdin likuva? Is it not likuva, a bezdin? Is it likuva b'chlal? Is it likuva at every step of the way, or what? So that's, we're only in the first day here, so we're not going to, can't do everything at once, but these are up and coming discussions.
Who was the
Bezdin
by
Har Sinai?
Or did they
need Bezdin? Yeah, so who was the... that's a good question. Who was the Bezdin by Har Sinai? Was it... it was a Moshe. Okay, that's a good question. That has to be dealt with as well. Okay, good. Okay, so we're not yet holding by the discussion of Kabbalah's mitzvahs and Bezdin. That's going to be separate discussion. So let's... We're discussing what the way I titled it. You know, every packet gets a title. But when I first started making packets, I didn't give titles. That was a big chisar. And then I learned to give titles. And then someone else convinced me to make arrows and brackets. That was also a development of the packet system. But I'm a big believer that everything we learn, we have to be inside. There's no such thing as me speaking outside, unless I can guarantee that you're going to spend 5 hours every day looking up everything inside. So if I can't have that guarantee, then I have to make sure we see it inside now. Okay, that's a big yisod in learning. That you'll only grow in learning if you see things inside. So if you do it inside now, you'll see it inside. If you're in a shiur that not doing it inside, if you don't look it up, you can be sure within a couple of weeks it'll be gone, like a delete button, you know? You know, so that's the yisod in learning. If you want to grow in learning, you have to see things inside. Because the yisod is, the more of your physical senses that see the learning, it's the more it's going to be part of you. So if you just hear something, it's not as much. If you see, and another chiddush, if you actually think about it, what you're learning, it'll even be better. That's in this generation when everyone's typing and you know, all the computers, people turned off their brain. So that's also a problem. So we should think also. It's very important. Yeah?
What was the
criteria one more time about Kabbalah's mitzvah? Is Kabbalah's mitzvah a chelik of the geirus? Just like if you don't do mila, it's a nothing. So if you didn't do Kabbalah's mitzvah, it's nothing. Or no, Kabbalah's mitzvah is just the ticket to get in to the bezdin to speak to you. But for some reason, but it's not part of the geirus itself. And according to that side, it could be. I'm not saying yes. We're just getting our feet wet here a little bit. That if for some reason, you know, the Bezdin would say, oh, there's some shasat chak that we could let you see the Bezdin even without the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So the Maisa, maybe it's not likuvo, or maybe not. Maybe. And the question is, okay, so that's. Again, we're not here today to discuss Kabbalah's mitzvahs, but that's just to get your, you know, we're talking about Maisa Geiris, so we're not talking about Kabbalah's mitzvahs. We're going to just talk about the Mila and the Tefillah. That's what we're here to talk about today. And so the discussion that we want to look at today in the Milah and the Tefillah is the following. Is there a specific order that it has to be first the Milah and then the Tefillah? What if you switch it? Do Tefillah first, then Milah. What would be the positive side of switching it? Normally we know when you do a Gerah, so it's Milah and then Tefillah. Well, why would someone give a svara to say better off switching it? Do the Tefillah first, then the Milah.
I guess you'd say because...
What's your name? Everyone, if you can say your name when you say so, this way I get to...
Zachary Thurm.
Thurm.
Yeah.
From is it Thurm in Brooklyn?
No,
okay.
Sorry, I would say that there's a possibility that you find out that the Milah is L'shem Shemayim, and therefore you wouldn't have to draw blood again if you told the person.
So if you tovel first,
then you found out afterwards that the milah, you found a way to prove that the milah was the same shemayim.
What milah was the same shemayim?
That the gear had a milah, the same shemayim.
From before.
The same shemayim,
yeah.
You wouldn't need to draw blood again, at least it would be your yosu.
And if you...
If you're chaman, you wouldn't have to draw blood again.
But if you hold that milah was good, so then either way...
Not if you're chaman. I'm saying there's a sopik. Let's say there's a sopik on whether the meal is good or not, right?
Right.
So according to Rav Yossi, then you need to do both.
But if it's a sopik, if we have to go l'chumra, then we have to go l'chumra either way, whether it's before or after. If we can go l'kula, then we won't have to do it.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. So then according to Yehuda, then it would work out that there would be gain in that sense by doing the tefillah first. Because according to Yehuda, if it's a suffix, if it's not a suffix, then you don't need to. I got confused with Yossi and Yehuda. It would work according to Yehuda.
Maybe. Yeah, you're too much of a lamdan to me. Say just very simple.
I just got confused. Okay. Yes, or Yehuda.
No. Give me just a svara. Why? What would be the advantage to say do the tefillah first, then the milah? Yeah. Who? Akiva.
Yeah. So maybe the tefillah would be a way of introducing you into the process. So you would be just giving a bris to a goy. Maybe you would give someone who's least kind of in the process of becoming a Jew.
Okay.
Set up for the
Okay. You're also a lamdan, but I'm not such a lamdan. So
you could back out in the middle.
Or you could always back out in the middle either way.
Yeah, but you have the...
It's harder to back after the meal. It's So very simple. If you have a milah, then you're going to have to wait till you get healed before you can go to the mikvah. So if you switch it, then you do the tefillah first, then you don't have to wait for the milah, and then you don't have to wait for anything. You don't have to wait anything. You can do much more efficient, Lachara. If you can do the meal, the tefillah first, and then the milah. But the question is that good or not? So let's take a look. The Gemara in Yevamos on page 3 in Memvav Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Ger Shemolvel Otovel. Right. So the first opinion says, if you do milah and not tefillah, or blazimer has raised a ger. All you do is milah, it's good. Shekei matzinim evaseinu, shemolo v'lo tovlo. Rashi, evaseinu shemolo b'mei Moshe, k'sheyotzu mitzvayim, v'yotzu b'chlal p'nei noch, kabel ha-Torah, or kabel p'nei ha-Shechina. Whereas when Klal Yisrael went out, they didn't... And they were accepting the Torah, so they only did milah, right? They did milah when they were yotzei from Mitzrayim. But by Korban Pesach they had already do milah in Mitzrayim, but they didn't do the tefillah. It was only in Mishpatim, the end of Mishpatim. So presumably they were Yidden then when they were Kabbal the Torah, and therefore you see there from that meal was enough. So his opinion is that meal is enough. Came at Sinai by the same Shemol of Lo Tovel. Tovel Lomal. What if you told? I'm sure Rabbi Zegir she came at Sinai by Imahos she Tovel of Lo Mal. That the Imahos, the women, obviously went to mikveh, right? But they obviously there's no bris, so you see from there that maybe tefillah alone is good. The chachamim omrim tovel of mol, mol v'lo tovel, ein ger at sheyimol v'yitbol. So the chachamim say no, you have to do both. You need mila and tefillah, and that's how we paskin. We paskin that you need both. And then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua, nami neilev me'ovos. So why does Rabbi Yeshua learn Rabbi Yeshua, who says that tovel alone is good, but not mal alone? Why doesn't he learn from the ovos? And Rabbi Lezer, who holds that mila alone is good, why doesn't he learn mi'imahos? Right? So v'chitei me'in donim efshar mishi'i efshar. It could be that maybe the answer is that you can't learn out from the imahos. The imahos, there's no shaykh mila. So of course then tefillah alone is good. That's not a raya. See, the other opinion wanted to learn that just for imahos, that the tefillah alone is good, that's a raya, that's even for men. So he says, no, maybe not. By women, it's ef, you know, it's efshar. So therefore, tefillah alone is good. Men, there's shayach milah too. So who says you can learn one from the other? Atan Rav Lozom Rinayin, the Pesach Doros, she'in, ba'ala menachulun, nemar Pesach Mitzrayim, nemar Pesach Bedoros, a Pesach Amor Mitzrayim, ein ba'ala menachulun, a Pesach Amor Ledoros, ein ba'ala menachulun. So the question is, is that valid to say, could you learn out from efshar to efshar? In other words, could you say that just like by imahos, it's only tefilos, from there I can derive for men also? What do you say? No, you have to be mechalik. By women, it's efshar. So that's a question, whether you have a right, is that a valid drasha or not? Because the Gemara wants bring a raya. When you buy a Korban Pesach, so the question is, could you use Maaser Sheni money? Or do you have to dafka use Chulin money to buy the Korban? So we know that when they had the original Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim, so they didn't have Maaser Sheni then. Right, in Mitzrayim, so obviously it was bought from Chulin. So could we derive from there that any time you buy a Korban Pesach, even later in history, it had to be with Chulin? Or do we say no? You can't derive from Mitzrayim, as Mitzrayim it was the Efshar from with Ma'aseh Sheni, so they had to do it through Chulin. That's not a raya to today where we could have. So that's the question. So the Gemara says, "Hatan Rav Lozo Omri Minayin LePesach Doros Sheim Bo Ela Menachulun Nemar Pesach Mitzrayim Nemar Pesach BeDoros Ma Pesach Omer Mitzrayim Ein Bo Ela Menachulun Af Pesach Omer LeDoros Ein Bo Ela Menachulun." So he learns out from Pesach Mitzrayim to Pesach Doros. So Amar LeRabbi Akiva V'Chidanim Efshar Mi Efshar. How could you learn out Efshar from Efshar in Mitzrayim? It was the Efshar. Here, it's possible today. So maybe today that it's possible to use Maaser Sheni, we could use Maaser Sheni money. So that's the whole sugi here. You could see more. But in the end of the day, Rav Osai, we paskin, you know, the different shitas here, we paskin eino ger ad sheyimol v'yitpol. That's how we paskin. All the different shitas back and forth, but we paskin einu ger at sheyimol v'yitpol. Okay, so as I told you, the discussion that I want to have today with you is what's the halacha if you reverse it? In other words, normally we do mila first and then tefillah. So what's the din if you do tefillah first and then mila? What would you say misvara? What would you say misvara? What is that called? What? Tovel v'sheretz b'yado. Right? There's a phrase that we use. Tovel v'sheretz b'yado. Literally means that you're going into mikveh and you're holding the rodent. You're holding the thing that's matamiyu. So, which means that obviously it means to say that it's meaningless. You're tovel to be matayar, but at the same time you're still holding on to the tumah. So tovel v'sheretz b'yado. So the question is, would you say the same thing? If you're keeping the orla, so that's ki'ilu, there's a tumma there, so to speak, and then you're doing the tefillah first, so that's like tovel v'sheretz b'yado. First, get rid of the sheretz. Get rid of the orla. Then go into the mikveh. So, okay, so that's the discussion. Oh, so the core of this discussion is the Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph on page 5. Famous Gemara in the bottom. El Hada Amar Rava Nachris Mu Beresh and its Gaira Bena Ain Tzarech Tvila. So this is the Shaila. If you have a non-Jewish woman, okay, a non-Jewish woman who's pregnant. Unbelievable. She's pregnant. That's not what's unbelievable. But she's pregnant, and now she wants to convert while she's pregnant. So, good. Doesn't take. Convert. Goes to the mikveh, bezdin, great. She converts. Now, what's the story of, say, there's a boy inside? So what's the story with him? So the Gemara says, when she goes to mikveh, it's like he went to mikveh also. Right? So he's done with his mikveh requirement. Right? So the Gemara says, Nochrish muberishin is gaira, but no ain't tzarech tefila. So the Gemara says, Amai ain't tzarech tefila. We know there's a halacha of chatzitza. Now, when you go to the mikveh, a man, woman goes to the mikveh, they have to take off all the things. There shouldn't be anything obstructing between the water and the body. Right? So now, obviously, over here, he's inside his mother's womb. That's a big chatzitza. Right? He's inside. So the question is, how does that work? What do you mean the mikveh works for him? But, isn't that the biggest chatzitza possible? So Gemara says like this. Rabbi Yitzchak says like, Dvar Torah, midaraisa, rubu makbir lov chotzitz. You see, we know when a woman goes to the mikveh, she takes off her rings, she takes off the dirt, right? But most of those chatzitzas are only the rabbanim. Because to have a chatzitza deraisa, it has to be rubo, it has to cover most of your body, and it has to be something that you want to be rid of. You don't want it to be there. Like Yechves, you fell in the mud. So there's mud all over your body. And of course, you don't want the mud to be there, obviously. And so it's rubo, it's most of your body is covered in it, and you mop it. So that is Dvar Torah. That's a deraisa, that's no good. Rubo she'enu makpid alav, but if it's rubo, say there's something on it, but you don't mind. It's not dirt, it's something you don't care about. Some type of dye that you want it to be there, whatever it is, that you don't want mind, then it's enu chotzitz. Right? So the Gemara says, v'ha'ma rabkan aloshanu el rubo. This whole discussion is only rubo. So rubo, if you want, if you don't want it on you, then it's a chatzitza deraisa. If you don't mind, then it's not a chatzitza deraisa. But that discussion is only rubo. Of al kulo, but say you're totally, it's not even rubo, you're totally encompassed in something. There's totally stuff around you. Then, for sure, you chotzitz, no matter what. Even so here, the boy, obviously he wants to be in his mother now, at this point. You know, he's not ready to come out. He's learning Torah with the Malach, you know, he's not ready to come out. So it's not, you know, makpid, but it's kulo. So that for sure should be a chatzitza. So why isn't it a problem?
So the Gemara says, shiny uber dahainu revise. Says Rashi, hain revise v'lav chatzitza.
Revise means this is his normal way of being, his normal upbringing. Revise means his gidul, his normal upbringing. In other words, usually a chatzitza means something that's not normal to be on you, some dirt, some extraneous thing. But this is the norm. This is his norm, so therefore that's not considered a chatzitza, even though he's totally encompassed in it. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says, that this little child, this little uberle, he's what? He doesn't need to go to mikveh again. The mother's mikveh was his mikveh.
How can you say that he's even chayav to go to mikveh in the first place?
He's not chayav. The question is, if we're going to have him convert.
Right, but is it a person yet? Well, I would want to just wait until he did, and that would
have
been the mikveh.
Well, in other words, say he's going to convert, right? So he's going to, obviously we're not asking him his opinion at this point, but the question is, if the conversion going to be chal on him?
If she converts, he still needs to convert.
So we'll see that soon, right? But obviously, the Gemara is seemingly saying that he's converting too, and the chiddush is, because if he's not converting, what does he need the mikvah for? What is a chassidish kid? I mean, what does he need the mikvah for? So obviously, we're trying to convert him. Trying to convert him also. So if we're trying to convert a pashtus, we're trying to convert him also. And the chiddush is that the mother's tefillah counts for him as well.
It just seems weird
that
they're trying to convert
fetus. Yeah, it is weird. I mean, I shouldn't say it's weird, but it is interesting. I shouldn't say the word weird, but it's interesting. Yeah.
They're not really converting the fetus.
When he comes out. But we're saying that, in other words, obviously, when he comes out, we're going to give him a bris milah. Right? Because to convert, you're not only, for a boy to convert, not only milah is good, not only tefillah, you need tefillah and milah. Right? One second. So the chiddush gemara is that the muberes and his gaira. So the son doesn't have to go again to the mikveh beside the conversion. That the mikveh that the mother went was ola for him. But obviously, what does he still need? Mila. So what do you see from here? That you can reverse the water. So that we're going to see is some rishonim want to bring a raya from here that you can reverse the water. Because obviously, the moel didn't go in first and give him a mila. He wasn't born, it's not even, right, so there's no milah done, obviously. So the tefillah is definitely happening before the milah, right? And so l'chora, some rishonim, as we're going to see shortly, we'll see who those rishonim are, bring a right from here, that the order could be switched.
Isn't this like a unique case, though, because he wasn't in the world yet, versus if you're converting when you're born already, maybe then you cancel the order, but here he came into the world as.
So you're saying maybe this case can't prove from other cases because here.
It's not like he chose to do one or the other. It wasn't even tefillah to do.
It wasn't even
mila
to do yet.
It's Eyal started to do mila.
Right. So that's a question. Yeah, right. Okay, good. That's a good question. We're going to see that in a second. What's your name?
Ariel.
Ariel?
Kirschenbaum. Can you say that if you're going to hold by Tovel Shur's Biyadu, so that in theory of Tefillah, but once he comes into the world, it's like as if he has a Shur, has a Sharet, and now he has to go to the Mikvah again because he's once again coming from having the world. Can you say that? Or is that?
So what do you want to say?
That you can't prove from here. I'm saying like, it seems like he has an impurity by, you know, having an Arla. So shouldn't you say, if you're going to say Tovel Ashur is Biyado, that he should have another Tovel since he's born into this world?
That I would have said that too. But the Gemara says not that way. Gemara says, well, it's a tefillah.
This be a disproof to Tovel Ashur is Biyado?
Yeah, so this Lechor is showing, that's what we said. There's somebody showing them, we're going to bring a proof from here, that you see from here, that you can switch the order. And even if you had some concern that it's Tovel Shur to Biyado, so obviously that's not the case. Right, maybe there's no Shur to Biyado who's younger than 8 days, like he was saying. So then maybe you can bring a Raya, because this is a different type of case. Oh, so let's see. Let us see. So let's take a look in the Ramban on page 8. Yeah, take a look before we see the Ramban. Let's see which Gemara the Ramban is going on. The Ramban is going on a Gemara here on page 7. On Neb Zion of the Days in Yevamos. Says the Gemara, Mitzrape mat bilon aso miyad. Nisrape in lo, nisrape lo. When he heals himself, after he did the... This is not talking about the case. This is talking about a regular kid. A regular person who's... not necessarily a kid. Anybody who... Any male who's converting, first he does the Mila. And Nisrape, once he gets better, then we bring him to the mikveh. So the Gemara says... Nisrape in, lo nisrape lo. In other words, we wait till he gets better. My time, mishum the maya marzumaka, because the water is gonna, you know, cause the maka, you know, it's gonna affect the maka. So we want the maka to be healed before we let it be exposed to the water. So that's the Gemara. Okay. So says the Ramban on this Gemara on the next page. Timihani. So this is the question I asked you before is I was taking from the Ramban. In other words, Ramban asked the question, why do you have to wait? Why don't you just reverse the order and we won't have to wait? You know, people don't like to wait. So don't wait. You have to give him a bris milah and then wait till it heals and then finally bring him to the mikveh. Just bring him to the mikveh first, and then right away, he'll do the bris milah. It'll all be taken care of in no time. That's Ramban's kasha. Timiani lama mashino, so yet bilu tchilo miyad yimol. Fishem a mitzvah lomul v'achakach lidbo. Maybe it's a mitzvah to do the bris first, and then the tvila. Inami kevin shamila koshalov malen oso tchila. In other words, Mila is the harder part of it, right? So better do the Mila first. Because Mila is hard. So therefore, if he really wants to chicken out, so he'll chicken out now. Kedeshi'im daito nokfo, if he's afraid, yifrosh. Right? So let's not even, you know, do the hard thing first. So this way, you know, you'll chicken out if you're really not committed. However, says the Ramban. So that's why we do it this way. But miu im tovo v'chakach mal hareza ger. But the Ramban says that if inochnami, if he reverses the order, it's fine. The loshna milo tvilo, loshna tvilo milo. It doesn't matter. Either way is good. Teidad hamino kaman. And what's his raya? From the Gemara, Perka Oral, giyorz muber shatovla b'nai tzorach tvilo. So that Gemara, with the Muberis, Kodma Tvila Milaso, Im Zocher, who right? If he's a zocher, so right, and obviously, maybe also maybe it's talking about dafka a girl. Maybe the Gemara Mubers in Iskaira is only by a girl. By a girl is no mila, so therefore that's why it works. But the Gemara doesn't say that. Havleila maybe bita in its surich tvila. If it was only talking about a girl, a daughter. But it doesn't say that. It says bana. So even when it say bana means in general, but it's certainly a son also, it's included. So you see from here, it says the Ramban, that that there's no requirement of doing it dafka mila first and tefillah, even though that's the normal way to do it and the and preferred way. We normally do it that way because for, you know, either we want to, you know, scare you away so if you can't get it, you know, get the hard part, whatever. But in the end, he said it's kosher even if you reverse it. And his raya is from that Gemara of Uberis Shemiz Gaiva. So comes the Ritva, and takes issue with this Ramban. First, he starts off with the same question. He's going on. Take a look. We didn't see that Gemara. Take a look first in the Gemara on Mem Zayin. I didn't bracket it, but it's three quarters of the way down. First word on the line is Vatera, Kim Sametzesi. So the verse says, Kibel, if he's Mekabel Mitzvahs, Malano Somiyad. Once he's Mekabel, in other words, the Gemara speaks about that he's Mekabel Mitzvahs, then we do the meal and then the tefillah. So once he's Mekabel Mitzvahs, then we do the meal right away. My taima shihui mitzvah lo mashina. Because we don't want to procrastinate doing the mitzvah. So on that, the Ritva has the kasha, same kasha of the Ramban, Vim Tomer, back on page 9, third column. Vim Tomer, the lama mashina solomulo betchilo lahamtin achis rape. Yet bilu betchilo. In other words, if we're so concerned not to waste time, and we say, as soon as we kala mitzvahs, we do the bris mila right away, because you don't want to waste time. So the same thing we should say, By the meal and the tefillah, we should have to do it right away. We can't do it right away, so switch the order and do it right away. Do the tefillah first, and then the meal. Tomer lama mashina solo mulum tchilu hamtin ashi trape bulu mitchila vishlomer shu orel ain't tefillah moelis. So he says that it's not good. You can't reverse the order. And here's the first time we see this phrase inside the havalei ketovel v'sheretz biyado, because it's tovel v'sheretz biyado. So The Ritva argues with this thing, and he says, no, you can't do it. You can't reverse it. Tafil b'di'eved ma'akev. He says, even b'di'eved, it's ma'akev. So you can't switch the order. We're going to have to see, so what is the Ritva going to do with that Gemara? Then we have a Beferish Gemara that says you can switch the order, because the Gemara says that Mubarak's case, right, you're going to do the tefillah first and the mila, right? So we're going to have to see. Obviously, the Ritva is going to have to give a teretz to that, right? But then he brings a raya. He says, Teda, fourth line, Zalokeh Kalim and Hagoyim. So what's the halacha, Rabbi Osei? If you buy silverware, or plates, any kli suda from a goy. So you have to do two things. You have to kasher them, and you have to bring them to the mikveh. Now, normally when we buy, we go to the store, so it wasn't used yet. So we don't have to kasher, we just have to bring it to the mikveh. But he's talking about you brought it from the goy directly. He already used it in his house. And he's selling you his used knives and forks, metal knives and forks, he's selling you. So then, You have to kasher them, and you have to bring them to the mikvah. Right? So which one do you do first? Do you kasher first and then bring to the mikvah? Or do you bring to the mikvah first and then kasher? Kasher first. So first you kasher. The hagola is the kashering. That comes first. Kashering you do with hot water. Mikvah is you just bring to the mikvah. So he says, but what if you would first bring it to the mikveh and then kasher it? It would be good. So he's asking on himself, why? Isn't that tovel v'sheretz biyado? Shanecha de tumah orlas tumah gemura. He says, orla is like mamish, like a real tumah. Mamish tumah's goyim. The fact that it's tarfus, that's not like a tumah. It's okay, something you gotta get rid of to make it, but we don't view that as like a. So the Ritz was saying that by Hechshuk, in other words, he's saying by both cases, really, he's supposed to kasher first and then do the tefillah is always supposed to come last. You do the mila first, then the tefillah. And for kashering, and from a goy, kasher first, then do the tefillah. Tefillah is always last. But if you reverse the order, so by kashering, it's still okay, even though you did the tefillah first and then the kashering. But by Geirus, not. Avul Rabbeinu Rambanzal, Ramban, we just saw, because of the B'dievet, Im Tovel Kodem Mila, also Lo Tvila. But the Ramban disagreed, right? Behavi Raya Midam Rino L'Kamon, Perka Oral, Gyorz Muber Se Tovel, but no, ain't Tzorach Tvila. Femrino Hosem Afilu Man Omer Du Uber La Verachimahu. In other words, there is a machlokus in the Gemara whether uber yerachimo or not. In other words, do we view an uber as just another limb of the mother, or is an uber considered a separate thing? So if uber is just part of the mother, so of course you don't have to do another tefillah because it's like the mother has a sixth finger, so to speak. But if you say, no, uber is a separate entity, then maybe not. So the chiddush of the Gemara is, the Gemara says that even if you hold uber lav yerachimo, still, it counts the tefillah of the mother. Ken kosu sas razal ram. Yeah. So he says. 1 second. So the Ramban brought a great raya. So how do we get out of the Ramban's Raya? Without looking, what would you say? Can you get out of the Ramban's Raya? What's your name?
That could be an exception.
That could be an exception. Yeah, why? Because it's impossible. It's impossible. So therefore, We let you do the mila, the tefillah first. I hear what you're saying. The only problem with that is, okay, it's impossible. So it's impossible. So you know what we should say? So then it shouldn't be good. In other words, if then just wait to be born, do the mila, and then the tefillah. Well, true, it's impossible. So maybe the halacha is it shouldn't be good, but the Gemara says it is good. So maybe that's a raya. Because being an impossible shouldn't matter it. It should maybe require us to just wait for the birth and the mila and then the tefillah. It's not Sheretz Miyado because it's less than.
Only once you become a Gidei that you're Chayav Mila, and therefore you're a guy who's from a Mila. It's like you don't consider it at all before
a day. Oh, so you're saying, what's your name here?
Azriel.
Azriel saying maybe it's not 8 days yet. Obviously, it's not 8 days yet. So maybe. So therefore, that's. So it's all right from that. In other words, in a chanami, You can't. It's in the Chanami. It's a problem of tovel v'sheretz biyado. But that's only when it's a sheretz. When it's 8 days, then it becomes like a sheretz. Because then you get the orla. It only has a din orla by the day 8. Before day 8, it doesn't have a din orla. Right? Oh, so let's see what he says. So he says, Mir haram dacharayzu. The shani hasum shu b'mei imo ain bar mila, like you said. He's not shaykh to mila. Ain ben mila. He's not shaykh for mila. Who can have a keva? When it's inside the mother, it wasn't born yet. So even if it's a boy, it's still like a girl, because it's not shaykh mila yet there. So therefore, it's enough betvila. So he's Shita, it was quoting from others, that the order is Ma'akif, not like the Ramban. The order is Ma'akif. That Gemara is not a proof, because that Gemara, he's not shaykh for Mila yet. So therefore, when he's inside the mother, even though he's a male, it's like a female, because he's not shaykh Mila yet. So a female, versteht sich, is enough with tefillah. So even though he's a male, then when he'll be born, then you'll give him Mila. And what kind of meal is that going to be? Is he going to be a ger right away? He says, yeah. Because the Ritva is saying that, see, the Ramban, the simple shot in the Ramban, we'll see if there's other ways of learning, is that this Buberis, this kid inside, is a ger. So when he got the tefillah from his mother, he did tefillah, and then when he'll be born, he'll get the mila, and it's out of order, but that's okay. The Ritva says, no, you can't do out of order. So how does it work then? The way it works is that when you are nitbal, then you're a full what? A full ger, like a woman. The Uber, even though he's a male, it's like a woman, because it's not shaykh mila for him. It's like a woman. And when is it? And then afterwards, he'll get a mila. But the mila won't be what? L'shem geiris, it'll be what? Just like any Jewish kid gets a mila. And what's going to be the nafkamina? Bezdin could be one nafkamina. What? When do you do it? Meaning? But knows if it's a mila shel geiris, it's not on. Doesn't have to be on the 8th day. It can be, right? Mila shel mitzvah is what on the 8th day. Whether it's docha Shabbos also. Right? Whether it's docha Shabbos or not. Right? In other words, a mila's geiris is not. You can't do on Shabbos, but a mila b'shmini a shel mitzvah. Is Dov Hashabbos.
Is Shalom
Mitzvah,
you were saying
once
for Geirus and
once
just down, like,
because he needs
a person
there. Right. In other words, the Pashup Shah, we're going to see, the Binyan Tzion is going to say this, that this machlok, that comes out as a fundamental machlokus here. In other words, there's a machlokus Ramban and the Ritva, whether you can switch the order, right, and stop. A person's 30 years old wants to be Mizgaya. Could we do the Mila before the Tefillah or not? And the Ramban says yes, and Ritva says no, and the rise is from this Gemara. But in the actual case of the Gemara, it comes out there's a fundamental machlokas whether the case of Muberishin is Gaira, when ultimately he needs a Mila, is that Mila Midin Geiris? That's what the Ramban is saying. It's Midin Geiris, and therefore it's a rise from here that you can switch the order. Whereas according to the Ritva, It's not a din geiris. The geiris, you can never switch to order. So how does it work? The answer is, when it's inside the mother, it's not, like you said, it's not shayich mila, so male it's like a woman. Then, it got born, mazel tov, it's a boy. And now, you give it to bris mila on day 8. Not midin geiris, but midin mitzvahs mila.
And according to Ritva, then when he becomes 13, he doesn't have the avdel clause, like a
ger cotton. Right, exactly. According to the Ritva, he's not a ger cotton. Well, one second. No. He might still be a ger cotton. No, he might still be. We'll discuss that because he's still a ger.
Is he
ger?
Is he born
in Israel?
Is he
still part of the mother? Then she's just a Jew.
According to
this,
should he converted?
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see. We're going to discuss that. We have a whole discussion about that. In other words, the Mila is not Geiris, but there was still Geiris that happened. In other words, there seems to be a machlokas whether the Mila here is Midin Geiris or Midin Mitzvahs Mila. According to Ramban, it's Midin Geiris. According to the Ritva, it's Midin Mitzvahs Mila. For now, we're going to say like that. There might be another pshat in the Ramban, but for now, we'll say like that. But the question was there any geiris here b'chalal? So
there definitely was a geiris.
So there was a geiris, and l'chor the geiris was also on the kid.
But the only thing is, it would be different than regular ger cotton because of geiris.
So we have to learn the sugi of ger cotton and see is there any reason why this case shouldn't have the halachas of that you can be mocha later. Because it is a geiris here, according to everybody, it's a geiris. But is it? Do we view it as a geiris that needs the mila to finish the geiris? Or do we say no? Inside the geiris was chal b'chlam. It was like you're like in a keva. So that's it. And now you're going to get a bris mila, midin a regular Yisrael. So.
And why would he be a geiris? It's just a Yisrael. If he's like the mother.
He was a ger as a fetus.
You know that the fetus is part of the mother until whatever time. When she goes to the mikvah, she becomes Jewish. And
we said, and the Gemara seemingly says.
But when she becomes a full Jew, he's part of her, so he's also becoming Jewish.
Yeah, okay. The pashut of the Gemara seemingly is that he's. In other words, that he was a ger like in a keva. And then he was born as Achar. Yeah, but the Gemara says that Benoi ain't Tzarech Tefillah. Which Pasha Pshat means that Pasha Pshat in the Gemara seemingly says, we'll see, there could be different ways of learning, but Pasha Pshat in the Gemara seemingly says that the Tefillah of the mother is chal on him. Because without that, why do you need the Tefillah of the mother to be chal on him? Just say that the mother was Mizgaya.
There you go.
There you go. And now, born a Jewish kid. But the Gemara doesn't say that because what does the Gemara have a whole discussion about chatzitza and this and that? Who cares about the chatzitza? Let the kid remain a goy. Let the kid remain a goy, and then he'll be born to a Jewish mother. Mazel tov. So you see from here that no, just because your mother's Jewish doesn't mean you're Jewish. If you're a non-Jew inside, if your conception was from a non-Jewish egg.
Does it make sense to say the other way though? Meaning the mom wants the kid to be Jewish, right? And Suvis sort of talks about how the mother is bringing the kid to be Megayer. So the mom who has the Ubar in her. He says, I don't want to be a georist, but I want the kid inside me to be here, so I'll dunk in the mikvah for this kid. And then when the kid's born, the kid's Jewish, but the mom's not Jewish. Does that make any sense?
Doesn't make any sense. Why? The kid to be Jewish and not the mom?
Right.
No sense. No sense.
Okay.
What?
No sense.
It only works if it's Agav mom, but it doesn't work if the kid by himself.
No, but you can have the reverse case. You can have the mother become Jewish and not the kid. How so? So the Doda Behuda, we'll see this eventually in the Shulchan Aruch, says, what if Beis Din doesn't realize she's pregnant? Right, so they don't know that they mekabel the kid. So says another Behuda that the Geirus wasn't chalon the kid.
Why can't Beis Din ask for the kid to be the guy? No, because there
was no tefillah on him. If there's no tefillah on her, there can't be tefillah on him.
Why does it matter
by the time Beis Din knew Das was the pregnant, if Das was the baby?
Because it could be that if the Beis Din doesn't know, then you can be mekabel ager without knowing that you're being mekabel ager.
What if you could prove the fact that she was pregnant while she was told, or she was told after she was pregnant? Why did he die?
Because the kid doesn't have Das.
Okay. Now, this discussion, Rabosai, the Ramban Ritva, you can see also in the Nimuke Yosef on page 11. We don't have to reread it because, I mean, he quotes it as the Ramban and the Ra'ah. I mean, the Ritva is quoting, what he's quoting is Ra'ah. That whole discussion with the Tfilas Kalim is summarized in this paragraph here on page 11. We don't have to reread it because... We just did it. And the Rashba is rehashing the same discussion as well. And they're just now in Shulchan Aruch, on page 14, where the Ramah quotes the two opinions. Here, let's read the Mechaber. Right? Etc. Then the Ramah says, Tovel kolum shemol, mol b'yevet havit tefila. That's the Ramban. V'yesh omrim delo havit tefila. So the two opinions in the Ramah, these 2 days that we discussed, are quoted here in the Ramah as two opinions. And then if you look in the Binyan Siyan, the Binyan Siyan is the Orch Laner, Rav Yaakov Etlinger. That's a Yekisha name. My son goes to Broyas, so 2 years in a row he had, an aunt and a niece. So he had 2 Etlinger teachers, 2 years in a row. So that's a real name from the, that Kehila. So the Binyan Siyan, who is also, that's his Tshuva Sefer, is Rav Yaakov Etlinger, who wrote the Orch Laner as well. So he has the question, B'dovar Simen Chav Beis. First he gives you the date, V'chulei Chav Zayin Nisan. What's today? What's today in Nisan? Is it Chav Zayin? Close. What? Chavav. Okay, so we're 1 day off. Chav Reish Yud Beis. Okay, see? In honor of the anniversary of this tshuva. V'dava she'elos ha'malos kvodo b'nisgari mu'beres v'yolda ben b'shabas. So that's the question. Mu'beres nisgari and the boy is born on Shabbos. Im danilek v'yisrael u'mutol amulo b'shabas? O kiger she'im yiloso docha Shabbos. That was his discussion. Because of Zalashona Daiti Nota, Shim Taylor Bishabas, Shim Minas Aben Docha Shabbos. So he says he thinks it should be Docha Shabbos. So what does he say? So he says the Binyan Siyan Shuva Dinzet Holi Pluk to the Rabbisah. He says this Machlokis is the Pluks of the Rabbisah, meaning the Machlokis Rishonim of who? Of the Ramban and the Ra'ah. Because according to the Ramban, it's a Milas Geirus. So Milas Geirus is you don't do on Shabbos. It's not Bishmini, it's not Bishabbos. But if you hold like the Ra'ah, that it's that when he was Ms. Geir, so he was a full Jew. And not. So that's what he says it's Tolian. And the Yad David is a very chashuv sefer. In the yeshivas, we don't use it so much. Rav David Carlina, if I'm not mistaken, I heard from Rav Leza Katzman, who said over, I think Rav Salvation said over this, that Rav Chaim Brisker, who was the Rav's grandfather, so when he would go to a, every while there was a Sifas Sarabonim in Europe, so, you know, meetings, no one wants to be at meetings, you know, but he dafka would come early, Rav Chaim. Why would he come early? Because he wanted that when Rav David Carlina walked in the room, he'd be able to stand up for him. Because he's so machshiv him that he wanted to be there to be able to stand up for Rav David Carlina. So he has a whole discussion here. Where he says that he wants to paskin. He wants to paskin that you do the bris on Shabbos. But we're not going to do all his rayas now because we have to have a separate shiur to discuss all the intricacies of this case. But that's the basic nafkimina. And some explain what's the lumdus behind this machlokes. So the way some say, could be it's in Rav Salvatrix here, is I think the classic way of saying it is like this. If you, and it could be Rav Salvatrix has it here, you'll take a look. But the classic way of saying the lumdus is like this. If you say there are two Maisa Geiris, there's Mila and Tefila. So two Maisa Geiris, so do Mila first, do Tefila first. It shouldn't matter. Either or, two things you got to get done. So get them done, either or. But if you say no, the Kedushas Yisrael you get from Tefila. That's where you get it. It's just that the mila is going to be ma'akev, like, so then you got to get rid of the ikuv. So then, but the mila is really not like a ma'isa geiris. In fact, we'll see. It could be the bezdin is not ma'akev by the mila. It's only ma'akev by the tefila. We'll see in machlokas rishonim about that, because the real thing is the tefila. The real thing is the tefila. So Mimela, if that be the case, so then it has to be dafka that order. Tovul b'sheres b'yado, etc. And you'll see a little bit more, you can take a look in the Hezbeir, but that's the basic idea. So Rav Moshe, so what we discussed today is a very fundamental machloikis. We saw the Gemara Krisus, the three things that you need, and then the machloikis of that Gemara. And how do you learn benayin of tzarech tefila? Is that midin? And is the mila therefore going to be a geris mila or a regular mila? Whether you can prove from there that you can switch the order or not. This is very relevant also for the question of egg donors. In other words, the old question: what makes somebody Jewish? Are you Jewish because you come from a Jewish mother, or you're Jewish because you come from a Jewish egg. So normally, most people, Baruch Hashem, come from a Jewish mother and a Jewish egg. So, alamilas. But it happens sometimes in the community where you have a young lady who can't have her own children, unfortunately, and she's going to get an egg from an egg donor. And very often, she can't have her own because her eggs are not good, but she could carry. Some women can't even carry. But say she could carry. And then there's a question, what type of egg should you get? Should you dafka get a goyish egg and convert, or dafka a Jewish egg? The whole discussion. But L'chora, Rav Kilav, the Rav in Eretz Yisrael, says, you see from this Gemara that just being from a Jewish mother doesn't make you Jewish. Because if it would, so what do you need the whole Geiris for? In the Mubereshit Geira. Just not have the Geiris, and then you'll just be born from a Jewish mother, and that'll make you Jewish. So what's the Gemara saying? Oh, the Geiris was chal on him too. Why do we need the Geiris to be chal on him? Let the Geiris not be chal. Without the whole lumdus of how you're recently be born. So you see from here, no, that's not enough. You need to come from a Jewish egg. And if you don't come from a Jewish egg, then you wouldn't necessarily be Jewish just because you come from a Jewish mother if you came from a non-Jewish egg. So that Rav Kilov points that out. We'll discuss these things more in the future, Shiram. Okay, so Bezer Shem, this is very fundamental what we did today. We didn't do every page here. You can look in the other pages. Those are different Shiram from the Rav Salvation and others. You can take a look. But the Yesodus we did today, and there could be other ways of learning these Rishonim. Maybe perhaps we'll see in the future. Okay, it's nice to meet everybody. And Bezer Shem, we should get to know each other. And if anyone's available Shavuos, we're still trying to see who's available Shavuos, so please let myself know or one of the Shear assistants inside there, let us know.